Okay, today Bezrat Hashem, we're going to begin the 11th parak of Maseches Menachos, and this is going to be about the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos and the Lechem Apanim that they have in the Beis HaMikdash every single week. Shtei Alechem, the Loshos Achas Achas, the Shtei Alechem are kneaded one at a time, V'nefos Achas Achas, and they're baked one at a time. Lechem Apanim, Nilush Echad Echad, the Lechem Apanim are kneaded one at a time, V'nefos Shnayim Shnayim, but they're baked two at a time. U'betivus Hoya Osa Osan, and the Lechem Apanim was made in a mold that in order to give it their very unique shape. And when they would take it from the oven, they'd put it back into that mold, so that the shape shouldn't become ruined. They wanted it to retain that very unique shape. So it says Mishnah Beis now, both She'alechem and Lechem Apanim, they would do the kneading and the shaping outside of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, because when they would measure the flour, they would not use a kli that was kadosh, so therefore it didn't have any kedusha saguf, so they were allowed to use it outside the azara. V'afiyasin b'fnim, but the baking was done inside the azara because the oven itself did have kedusha and therefore granted the lechem kedusha saguf at that stage. V'ein dochem es haShabbos, but neither of them are docha Shabbos. You're not allowed to bake them on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol maaseim b'fnim, everything they did was done b'fnim, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, even what they would use to measure out the flour was klei shareis, and therefore it already had a kedusha saguf and it had to stay inside. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lolam havi ragalom, a person should always say shtei alechem lechem apanim ksheirus bazar ksheirus beveis pagi, that all the preparations of the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim are kosher in the zara and are kosher in beis pagi, which is outside of the beis hamikdash. Meaning, not only do you, are the measuring cups not have kedusha that are makdish the lechem, but even the oven doesn't have that kedusha, and therefore it never has kedusha sakuf. It only has kedushas damim. So it's three shittos about if and when it has kedusha. So let's review what we learned today in Parak Yud Aleph Mishnah Aleph. We said that the shtei lechem were kneaded one at a time and baked one at a time, whereas the lechem apanim were kneaded one at a time but baked two at a time, and they were made in a special form pan, and then when they would take it out of the oven, they'd put it back into that pan so it would retain its shape. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that both the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim, the Lisha and the preparation, according to the Tanakhama, was done outside of the Azara, whereas the baking was in the Azara because it had Kedusha as soon as it went into the oven. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda said, no, everything, even the Lisha Va'aricha, had to be done in the Azara because it had Kedusha as soon as it was measured out. And Rabbi Shimon says, neither had to be done in the Azara because even the oven didn't give it a sense of Kedusha Saglof. Next time, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Parakid Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.